Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer and Mike Snyder on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Greetings, everybody. Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show. And focus this time is on the spring equinox. Wow, we are moving out of winter into spring. Yay! With me, as usual, Mike Snyder, our co-host, playing his beautiful music. Hey, Mike.
Hey, everyone.
And we are fairly quickly going to switch over to Saint Germain, who will take you on a little journey for the equinox, and we'll probably do a little bit of a dispensation and share energies with you that you need to take it into this new beginning. But before that, I just wanted to mention the different websites one more time.
Okay. Brigitte's website is www.lightbridge101.com, and you can find out more information about her and everything she offers. And my website is www.mikesnydercc.com, and on there you can see different downloads and music that I have available.
We're also really excited about the upcoming expo in Edison, New Jersey, if you're around. That's April 5th, 6th, and 7th. It's the Heart of Oneness Expo. Karen and Matt are the one hosting it. It's a beautiful event. Just join us and just enjoy the beautiful vendors that are going to be there. And then we also have another upcoming event fairly quickly, and that's the Festival of the Christ. So stay tuned for more, that's for sure. Meanwhile, let's open our hearts for the beautiful energies of the spring equinox, where day and night are equal, where we are getting ready to a whole new experience of ourselves in the new spring to come. Open your heart, close your eyes, and simply allow yourself to receive. Greetings, my beloved friends and fellow lightworkers. I am Saint Germain, and it is with so much love that I am with you at this time of the spring equinox in the Northern Hemisphere and the autumn equinox in the Southern Hemisphere. Equinoxes hold a very, very powerful meaning for humanity, for all of existence in many ways, as it is so much a metaphor for what it is that you are aiming to achieve on a daily basis on your path of enlightenment, on your path of ascension, on your path of reaching to a higher level of consciousness. And I know all of you desire that. You want to live more in a place of love, joy, peace, and harmony. You desire to bring more of your divine I'm presence into your physical self, into your life, into every aspect of your life, so that you can anchor heaven on earth. And for that to take place, balance is needed. The light and the darkness, the love and the fear, your masculine, your feminine self, there are so many aspects that are seeking to move into a place of balance, for a shift to occur. The only way to move into a place of balance is through the power of love. It is a glue that holds everything together. It is the true divine essence, pure agape love, divine love, a love that cannot be limited, a love that cannot be quantified, a love that cannot be labeled. It can only be felt within the very depths of your inner self. And therefore, the equinox is about love, a willingness to let go of the struggle, a willingness not to judge, not to question, not to control, but to allow something to unfold within you. Through love, allowing light and darkness to simply coexist. Because let's be very honest, you label the darkness, you label the winter days as something that's limiting, but it is important. You rejuvenate at night during your sleep. You rejuvenate when you move into a place of stillness. And even though contraction might be uncomfortable, in truth, it is necessary for you to give birth to a new expression of self. And so if you allow yourself to stop the struggling and to just be in the moment, then you know it is absolutely essential, necessary to empty yourself out for a new essence, a new frequency, a new consciousness to fill you up. Now, emptying yourself out does bring up a lot of fear for you to let go. And most of the time, you realize that this is a process that can't be controlled, that can only be allowed to take place. But it is a necessary one. And 2024 is very much about your alignment with your divine self. And the only way this alignment can happen is through love and allowance. To be willing to be empty so that a balancing can take place and you become the equal armed cross, as above, so below, as within, so outside of yourself. And fully understand what it means. You are the microcosm to the macrocosm. You are a reflection of your divine self. You are an aspect of God. But equally, the outer world is a reflection of your inner self. So choose love for yourself. Choose to balance the light and the darkness. choose to balance the parts of you that want to be active versus the parts that want to be passive. Allow yourself the time of stillness and allow yourself the time of action. Now, at this time of the equinox, I want you to feel your alignment, to be that equal arm cross that is a symbol that I feel so deeply connected to. Feel yourself being the masculine and the feminine, the light and the darkness. Feel the duality within you, and yet also feel that at its center, at the center of the cross, is your divine essence. And as you listen to the next piece of music, simply allow yourself to feel the forces upon you that are usually pushing against each other, and be that pillar of light that simply allows from source for pure divine love to fill you up, so that at this time of this equinox, you can truly feel the power of balance that then allows for a shift from one place of consciousness to the next place of consciousness to take place. So let yourself now be filled up with the purity of love. And in this place of love and pure balance, something magical takes place. Now you can truly let yourself go. You can let yourself simply dissolve into nothingness. Because there is no tension anymore. There's no need, no must, no have to. There's simply beingness. And in this state of beingness, you can allow yourself to be nothing, to be empty, to dissolve, to be one with that divine love that's all-encompassing, that is within all of creation. That is that what cannot be seen yet always felt. And because we are going to focus now on the spring and equinox, you will be brought together, reassembled now in front of the altar of intention, a sacred etheric temple that is a temple of manifestation. And you stand in front of the altar of intention. It is at this time when you're preparing to step into a new season, but not just any season, the season of spring, the season of new beginnings, of nature coming out renewed. You too are ready to renew yourself. And so at this sacred moment of the equinox, use this time to express to your divine I am and to all of us, to God, Source, Creator, the great spirit of all that is that you're part of. What is your intention for this next phase in your life? How would you like to see yourself within all that is? How would you like to express your divine essence, your divine love and light in the world? Keep it simple. And on this altar, there is a flame of pure, crystalline, white light. And this flame is burning for you as a symbol of hope, as a symbol of promise, as a symbol that your divine essence will guide you to the manifestation of the calling that is within you, that is your desire. That is the force that keeps you going, that keeps you getting up each day, regardless of the outer circumstances, because there's a calling, there's a voice that is pulling you forward, that is moving you into a certain direction, and you can hear it. You are so gifted. You are such a profound channel and instrument of the hierarchy of light in your own unique way. Your presence lightens the world. That's so needed. It's your essence, your light, your love to awaken further, to have the courage to continue on the path of enlightenment that you so effortlessly walk. It might not always feel effortless to you, but I promise you, it does look effortless to those around you when they watch you, how you handle disharmony, discord, and transform and transmute it over and over again into love and light. So now stepping out of the background of this temple of manifestation are 12 angels, all holding is in their hands a very unique symbol of empowerment. For every one of you, that will look differently. For some, it might be different kind of crystals, different kind of sacred geometry. You will know what these symbols of empowerment are for you. You never want to limit your experience. And they are now stepping in a circle around you and the altar of intention. And I want you to envision opening up your hands, your arms, to receive. And in this next piece of music that you're going to hear, it is important for you to allow yourself to receive the empowerment of those 12 angels and at the same time focus your alignment on that, what it is that you intend to bring into manifestation in the next phase of your life. Do this now. And I'm now entering your inner circle to seal your intention within your heart, within your auric field. Simply allow that to take place. And I anchor it together with a spark of the violet flame that I also infuse within you to assist in removing any blockages, anything that is interfering with your intention, to support you in bringing about that what brings pure joy and happiness to your heart and to those that you come in contact with through you as a channel and instrument of the hierarchy of light. Know that you're very much loved, and as I'm finalizing this sealing, I intensify the light within and around you so that everything dissolves. And when the light recedes, you shall find yourself back where you started the journey from, is in your body, in the here and now, at the present moment. But now that at this equinox, you created a whole new pathway for yourself. These are truly momentous times. And you do make a difference. Have no doubt about it. And when you step into this new season now, it shall also be a new season for your own self. To celebrate your light, to celebrate your love, to celebrate your ability to bring heaven to earth. Blessings to you at this time of the equinox. I am Saint Germain. And it is so. Namaste.
All right. What a great show. That's our 2024 Spring Equinox.
Yeah, thank you so much for listening. And again, there's going to be fairly quickly another recording for the Festival of the Christ at the next full moon, which is just before Easter. And then we have the Edison Expo if you have time. So we are looking forward to seeing some of you if you can come. That'll be great. Our booth number is 722, but there's so many amazing people there at the expo, at the Spiritual Holistic Expo, the Heart of Oneness Expo. We will put the information on the website too, so you can check that out. All right. And with that, we are going to close this out. Thank you so much for listening. I hope it helps you along your path of enlightenment. And our love is with you always.
Okay, well, just want to wish everybody a happy equinox.
And peace out.